And she grew up in a church called St. Stephen's.
她小时候长大教会叫圣斯蒂文教会。
And for 5 years, when I was in the Philippines, I preached in her church every month.
我在菲律宾住的那几年，我一直在她那个教会去牧会呢。
I didn't know her then. I only met her here, but we have a lot in common.
那个时候我不认识她，我们是到了这儿才知道她的。
And let's thank her for playing for us today. All right.
谢谢她今天为我们弹奏。
All right. I want to speak to you today.On how to capture the attention of people outside of the family of God.
我们今天要讲的是怎么样能够吸引那些不在神家里的人的注意。
Marine drill sergeants.
有一个这个海军陆战队的这个新兵教官。
Will say to their new enlistees.
对他们的新兵会这样说。
Men, you're Marines now.And so you better start acting like Marines.
他会告诉他们说，哥们儿，你们现在是海军陆战队了，你们要像海军陆战队一样行事。
Some years ago, the New York Yankees was a dominant team in the Major League Baseball.
几年前，洋基队是最好的球队。
And the manager would say to the rookies, they're the new ones that joined the team.
他的经理会对那些刚来的新人说。
Boys, it's an honor to put on the New York Yankees pinstripes. They were talking about their uniform.
说孩子们，你们穿上洋基队的这种队服是一种荣誉。
So when you put on that uniform, you need to play like world champions. Play like Yankees.
你穿上这件衣服以后，你就要像冠军一样打球，像洋基队员一样打球。
Well, in a similar fashion, in the passage of scripture we're looking at today, the Apostle Paul.Is attempting to inspire and motivate the believers in the church at Philippi.
保罗就像刚才提到这两个人一样，他是在对腓立比教会的人说这番话。
And really, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit of God, he's writing to us today, to our church.
那么他今天他当时写的话，对今天也是适用的。
And he tells them, "I want you to walk worthy of the name that you are called, Christian."
他这告诫他们说，你们一定要与你们所被呼召的福音相称。
Here's what he says in verse 27. He says, above all, live as citizens of heaven.
他在二十七节讲到说，你们要行事为人，与基督的福音相称。
Conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the message of Christ.
与福音，与基督的福音相称。
Then, whether I come to see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm.
叫我来见你们或不在你们那里的时候，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们。
With one spirit.
你们同有一个心志。
And one purpose.
站立的稳。
Striving together for the faith.
为信的福音齐心努力。
Which is the message of Christ. And Paul is saying.You say that you're followers of Jesus Christ, that you're a Christian.
保罗说你们自称为基督徒。
Then you need to put on your uniform.
那你就要穿上你基督徒的军装。
And you need to behave like a Christian.
而且你要行事为人像一个基督徒的样子。
And you need to live in a manner that's worthy of the message of Christ.
而且你行事为人要与基督的福音相称。
Now, Paul often in his visits as well as his writings encouraged believers in Christ to advance the cause of Christ.
因为保罗他在他所有的书信当中，他都教导这些门徒一定要为了基督来传福音。
And he told them to do that, they had to live for Christ.
而且要为主耶稣基督而活。
And those in their sphere of influence need to know that you're a Christian, you're a follower of Jesus.
并且这样他们身边的人就会知道这些人是信主的。
And Paul knew that all kinds of evangelistic action would take place when brothers and sisters lived like Christ.
保罗这样知道，当弟兄姐妹能够活出主耶稣基督的样式以来，他们就能够广传福音。
In the family,
在他们的家中
in the workplace,
在他们工作的地方
in the neighborhood,
在他们居住的地方
among friends,
在他们朋友当中
even here in the church,
甚至就在教会里面
Paul was saying you want to draw people in.
保罗说你想不想吸引别人进来
You want to capture the attention of people outside of the family of God.
你想要让神家以外的人能够看到你们,
then you need to live as morally as Jesus lived.
那么你就需要像耶稣一样，生活要有道德。
And you need to love as deeply as Jesus loved.
并且要像主耶稣一样去深深的去爱世人。
And you need to serve humbly as Jesus served.
并且要像耶稣一样谦卑的服侍众人。
And you need to show compassion as Jesus showed compassion.
要像耶稣一样向世人，让世人看到他的同情心。
And you need to confront deceit and hypocrisy as Jesus confronted it.
你要像耶稣一样揭穿一切的虚谎。
Okay, hold on. There we go. And you need to come up and take advantage of those who are poor and the needy and help them out.
而且你要帮助那些 在穷苦当中有需要的人。
Get involved in people's struggles and problems.
而且在那些需 有挣扎的人身上，你要给他施出援手。
Okay. And he says, you want to attract people, you want to represent Christ?
你想要 代表 让人看到主耶稣吗?
Then you need to become so acquainted with Christ.
那你要跟主耶稣非常的亲近。
That it becomes second nature for you to act like him.
这样你自然而然的你就会知道主耶稣要怎样行事了。
And he said, if you do that, you will not live a wasted life.
如果你这样行, 你就不会过一个浪费了的生命。
Now the thought of a wasted life was at the heart of the Apostle Paul.
保罗想到一个生命将要被浪费，他是非常心痛的。
The thought of a Christian, a follower of Christ, leading a wasted life.
一个信主的人竟然可以去 让他的生命得到浪费。
Lives that are consumed in self-indulgence and always only live for themselves.
怎样是浪费的生命呢? 那就是他只是为了自己而活。
And lives that get blurred away by just going along with the flow.
那就是他只是随波逐流的活。
And lives robbed of potential because they get involved in temporal things.
那就是当一个人只为了眼前的好处而活。
And lives that are useless because their lives are just so ordered they won't go out of their comfort zone.
那就是当一个人不敢走出他的舒适空间。
Paul is saying there's something more to fear than death.
保罗告诉我们，比死亡更可怕的是什么呢？
And that's a wasted life.
那就是一个被浪费掉的生命。
A life that could have advanced the cause of Christ but didn't.
本来你可以为主有所作为的，但是你却一事无成。
Now Paul had just finished penning those words in verse 21.
那么保罗在21节就说到，
where he said to me, living means living for Christ.
保罗说，因我活着就是基督。
To me, living means living for Christ.
因我活着就是为基督活。
And that was Paul's whole purpose in life, to live for Christ.
那就是保罗人生的意义，为基督而活。
And to advance his cause.
来为基督传福音。
And so having said that, he challenged the Philippians and us today.
所以保罗不仅仅是为腓立比人发出了挑战，也对我们发出了挑战。
How about you?
你怎么样呢?
Are you going to live for Christ?
你要不要为基督而活呢?
Are you going to act like Christ acted?
你要像基督一样行事吗?
Are you going to love as Christ loved?
你要像主一样去爱吗?
Are you going to break out of your comfort zone and start growing and living for Christ?
你要打破你的舒适区，为基督而学习成长。
And Paul was hoping that they would.
保罗希望我们可以做到。
Because he wanted them never to forget that they bore Christ's name.
因为他要让我们记住，我们身上带着基督的名字。
They were Christians.
因为我们是基督徒。
And that word means a follower of Christ.
基督徒的意思就是跟随主的人，跟随基督的人。
And if you're a Christian, you are a follower of Christ.
如果你是基督徒，你就是跟随基督的人。
Now the Bible is reminding us in this section that people outside of the church are watching every move that we Christians make.
圣经在这段里面提醒我们，不信主的人在时刻观察我们的言行。
People outside of the family of God, outside of the church, they form their conclusions about Jesus primarily on the basis on how we as Christians conduct our lives.
不认识主的人，他们怎么来认识？对神的观点就是从通过观察我们这些所谓基督徒人的生活上。
And they're not so concerned so much with how much knowledge we have about the Bible.
他们其实不关心我们对圣经里面的知识掌握多少。
What they want to know is, does our behavior match our belief in Christ?
他们只是想看看我们行的和我们说的是不是一回事。
Now you've probably heard the statement, "You're the only Bible some people will ever read."
你也许听说过一句话，就是你是很多人他们读到的唯一一本圣经。
And it's true. You may be the only Bible that people will read.
也许这句话是有道理的。对于很多人来讲，他们不读圣经，他们读你就像读圣经。
Maybe the only true Christian that your family or your coworkers or your friends know is you.
也许你身边的人，他们认识的唯一的基督徒就是你了。
And so the heart of Paul in this section, he wants to tell us what kind of conduct will communicate Christ to those who are outside the family of God.
所以在这段里面，保罗想告诉我们，我们要怎样行事为人。能够让在神家以外的人能够被吸引。
And on the top of the list is stability.
那么头一项就是稳固。
Paul uses the term standing firm or steadfast.
保罗的用词是要站立的稳。
Here's what he wrote in verse 27. He says, "Above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of the message of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are what? Standing firm."
他在27节强调说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，是什么呢？站立的稳。
Now, when Paul used those words "standing firm," he was talking about being consistent in the faith.
当保罗讲到站立的稳的时候，他的意思就是说，我们知行合一，我们在信仰上与行为上是合拍的。
Being consistent in behavioral patterns that are in keeping with Christ.
就是让我们的行事为人是与耶稣合拍的。
Let me ask, what is the initial reaction of a person of the world when they hear of someone in the family or a friend or a coworker who has been converted to Jesus Christ?
我来问大家一下，你们觉得当一个人发现有人信主了以后，他们的反应是什么呢？
What do they say?
他们会怎么说呢？
Do they say, "Hey, that's great. Tell me all about it. I want to learn."
他们会不会说，哎呀，太棒了，你赶紧给我讲讲吧。
Here's this new Christian.
有一个刚信主的人。
And he's all excited and enthusiastic.
他自己特别的兴奋。
He's just announced that he's given his life to Christ.
他刚刚对世人宣布他把生命交给主。
And he's declared it in baptism. He gave testimony.
然后他在众人面前受洗归入主的名下做了见证。
And he's all excited about it.
他还很激动。
And the unbeliever who hears it,
但是那些不信的人当他们听见这件事的时候
says under his breath,
心里面会这样想，
I bet it won't last a week.
我肯定这人长不了。
They have this high suspicion of anyone who announces a new faith that is not going to last.
每次有人宣布他们有信仰的时候，这些人就会怀疑。
Almost every non-Christian knows of a person who claimed to have some kind of a religious experience.
因为每个人他们都认识或多或少一些自称有信仰的人。
Only to revert back to their old ways and their old way patterns in a month or two or less.
但是都会发现这些人信了没多久又回到老样子了。
Most non-Christians, when they hear about a Christian who has come to know the Lord,
大多数不信主的人当知道有人信主的时候，
they view it in the same way as somebody who's announced that they're going to go on a diet.
他们会觉得这个人就像一个要减肥的人一样。
Or they're going to quit drinking.
或者一个立志要戒烟戒酒的人
no, they're going to stop smoking.
一个要戒烟的人一样。
And they wonder how long is it going to last.
他们会想这个人会坚持多久呢？
And the Bible is saying you want to make a difference.
那么圣经告诉我们说，你要是想显得与众与世不同，
you want to impress people's lives.
你想要去改变他人的生活吗？
You want to point some people to the Lord?
你想要带人来信主吗？
Then you need to live consistently the Christian life.
那你就需要去践行一个知行合一的基督徒的生活。
You need to lead a steady, stable Christian life over a long period of time.
你要很稳健的一步一个脚印的去生活。
You need to live for Christ every day.
你每天都要为主而活。
You need to live for Christ when your world is crumbling apart and everything's going wrong.
当你的生活，经历了困苦患难的时候，你也要为主而活。
You need to live for Christ when you get passed over for a promotion at work.
你当你没有得到你本该得到的升迁的时候，你也要为主而活。
You need to live for Christ when you experience some kind of tragedy.
当你经历了一些悲剧灾难的时候，你仍要为主而活。
You need to live for Christ when it costs you something to do so.
你为主来付上巨大的代价的时候，你也要照样为主而活。
You need to live for Christ even when you are ridiculed and slandered.
甚至当你因为主的缘故被世人讥笑的时候，你仍旧要为主而活。
You see, the Bible is telling us consistency.
你知道圣经强调
endurance，
告诉我们要
stability，
要稳定。
These are the things that are going to have a profound influence on people whose lives that you're trying to impact for Christ.
这些特质会在那些你身边那些人身上留下很强的这个。
I read testimonies all the time of people who say，
我经常听到有人讲
，There was this person at work who became a Christian.
在他们工作的地方有人信了主。
And I knew that person, and I wondered how long is it going to be before he gives it up.
我想知道看看他能坚持多久。
And so I watched him.
所以我看着他。
For a month.
一个月过去了。
For 6 months.
六个月过去了。
For a year.
一年过去了。
For 2 years.
两年过去了。
And over time, I saw that his life had something that I needed in mine.
我越观察，我越发现他的生活中有一些东西是我非常需要的。
He had an inner strength that enabled him to get through things.
因为他内心里面有一种力量带领他经历各种事情。
He had a ballast that kept him afloat when the storms came.
当风暴来临的时候，他好像有一个压舱石一样，让他能够保持。
He had a purpose to live for.
而且他的人生是有盼头。
He had a vitality that just made his life exciting.
而且他的人生是有活力的。
You see, consistency carries a strong message.
你看，这种坚定不移能够带给世人很强烈的一个信息。
And it has a strong pull for the non-Christian to want it.
而且这都是世人所迫切需要的东西。
And so Paul says, stand firm in your Christian life.
所以保罗说，在你们信主的路途上要站立的稳。
Live a steadfast life.
你们一定要坚定。
Live a consistent life before the people that you're trying to reach for the Lord.
要在你所想要传福音对象面前，你要知行合一。
Don't let it be something that once you were all excited about it.
不要让世人觉得。你一开始是被什么冲昏了头脑？
But since then things have kind of cooled down and you're fallen back into your old sinful ways.
然后你又幻想破灭，又变成了你的老我。
People say, oh, he tried it for a while, but it didn't last.
你不要让世人指着你的鼻子说，他曾经尝试了，但是又放弃了。
You need to be true.
你应该是真诚的。
You need to be steadfast.
你应该是坚定的。
You need to stand firm.
你应该是站立的稳的。
You need to be consistent in your Christian walk.
你应该在信主的路途上，你应该是始终如一的。
And let that stability influence people around you.
你让那种稳定性能够影响到你身边的人。
But let me add.
我再问你们。
Consistency in your behavior, in your walk with God, hinges on your consistency.To relate to Christ every single day.
这种稳定性，它其实基于你跟主耶稣关系的稳固之上。
Jesus said this in John chapter 15 and verse 5. He said, "I am the vine; you are the branches."
主耶稣在约翰福音十五章告诉我们说，他是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
And you got to remain in me.
他说，你们要在我里面。
For apart from me. you can do nothing.
因为你们离了我，什么也不能做。
In other words, you need to take time every day to connect with Jesus.
就是说，每天我们都要花时间来与主连接。
And you need to ask him for his strength.
我们需要到他那边去求问。
And for his power.
去问他要他的力量。
And for his wisdom.
问他要他的能力。
In order for you to face the things that you face in the course of that day.
就是从他那儿支取能力来面对我们每一天。
Now to do that, you're going to have to spend some time reading your Bible.
那么这样，如果要这样呢，必须每天都要花时间读圣经。
And you need to pray.
也需要祷告。
Talk to God.
去跟神交通。
And you need to get out to church and to the small group Bible study.
并且要去教会去参加小组。
And you need to allow Jesus through those to assure you of his love and care for you.
通过这些事情，你允许神通过身边的这些事情来向你肯定他跟你的关系。
And at the same time, you need to use those occasions to affirm your loyalty to him.
而且你也要通过这些事情来向主保证你与他的关系。
You need to say, Lord, today I'm going to live for you.
你每天都要对主说，主啊，今天我为你而活。
Like the Apostle Paul, to me, living means living for Christ.
就像保罗一样，对我来讲，活着就是为主。
Now that daily connection is going to lead to a consistency that's going to have an impact on people's lives.
就是那种日常的与主连接，才会带给我们这种日常的稳固，才会让身边的人发现。
And so the first thing that the Apostle Paul tells us, if you want to make a difference and capture the attention of people who are outside of the family of God, you have to demonstrate consistent Christ-like character and behavior.
所以保罗告诉我们，如果要吸引那些还没有信主的人，我们首先要表现出一种稳固性，就是始终如一活出基督的品行。
You have to live a stable, consistent life for Christ.
我们要为主耶稣活出一个始终如一坚定的生活。
You have to stand firm upon your faith.
我们要站立的稳。
And then number two, Paul says, now, I want to hear, he says, although I'm distant from you, I want to hear that you're standing firm how?
保罗他的第二个观点就是我们怎么样能够站立得稳呢？
Here's what he says in verse 27. He says, above all, you must live as citizens of heaven, conducting yourself in a manner worthy of the message of Christ. Then whether I come and see you again or only hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm how?With one spirit and one purpose, striving together for the faith, which is the message of Christ.
保罗在二七节说，只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我忽来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心智，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力。
You know what turns non-Christians off?
你知道什么让非基督徒很反感吗？
You know why they don't want to come to church?
你知道为什么有人不想来教会吗？
Inconsistency is one thing.
那么言行不合一是一个方面。
But believers who are hostile toward one another.
当我们的信徒互相与彼此为敌的时候。
Believers who are bitter toward one another.
当我们信徒互相轻视的时候。
Believers who are fighting and unhappy among themselves.
甚至当信徒彼此相争的时候，
That's what turns them off.
那个就是让不信的人极其反感的。
People outside of the family of God observe that kind of thing all the time.
因为在神家以外的人，他们时时刻刻都在观察着。
They see it in the government.
他们看到这些人的这种。
Aren't you sick of the news these days? Republicans and Democrats. Oh!All they do is fight.
像这种人与人之间的这种相争，那么在哪里都可以看得到。比如现在政府里面，
they see it in the workplace.
他们也看到在工作场所。
People who gossip and undermine and talk about people.
这些尔虞我诈的事情。
They see it in the family.
他们也在家庭成员当中看到。
Husband and wife not getting along, brothers and sisters fighting.
兄弟姐妹夫妻反目成仇。
And it sickens them.
这些事情让他们觉得很厌恶。
And they wonder, will I ever find a family or a group of people who get along with each other and who resolve their differences peaceably rather than fighting and arguing and hurting each other.
他们会想，哎呀，世界上有没有一群人，他们能够彼此真诚的相爱，他们能不能心平气和的解决争端，能不能啊彼此能够有这种尊重理解。
And Paul is saying to these Christians,
保罗对基督徒们说，
I want you to live in such a way.
我想恳求大家这样子生活。
And I want you to relate to each other in such a way.
我想让大家这样彼此相处。
So that the word gets out that the church of Philippi
能够让世人看到腓立比的教会
that the Chinese Christian church of Wilton
能够让世人看到南康州的华人教会
they get along with each other
他们能相处融洽
they love each other
彼此相爱
they care for each other
互相关心
they resolve conflict peaceably
能够心平气和地解决争端
they respect each other
而且互相尊重
The Bible's saying here, you show that.
圣经说，你要向世人。
And those outside of the family of God are going to see how you relate and how you love and how you care.
那么神家以外的人会看到你们怎么样彼此相爱。
And it just might be that the church is their only hope of a community of people who really love one another.
也许世上只有教会才能够。达到人们对一个真诚相爱的群体的渴望
And that's what they want.
那是人类所渴望的
And so Paul says in this passage, he says, I want you to strive together.
所以保罗说，求你们齐心努力
And when he says that, he says, I want you to show the people outside the family of God that God's work was designed by God to be done by a team of people who work together doing what individuals would never be able to accomplish.
保罗是说，我们要向世人显明，神他的工作，他是这样来计划的，就是不是一个人单枪匹马来完成，而是几个团队协作一起完成的。
When people outside see the church functioning together as a team,
当神家以外的人看到神的教会是一起努力来完成一件事情
doing good things for people
来为世人而做工
demonstrating good character and behavior
显示了他们好的品格
getting along with each other
并且相处融洽
it's going to have a lasting impression on them
那会给他们留下不可磨灭的印象
you know new people that come to our church in Cheshire they'll often say to meYou have so many things going on here at the church.
每次有人刚来到教会，他们会问说：“你们教会有这么多的事工。”
And they'll remark about children's ministries.
比如说儿童事工。
And a small group Bible study.
小组查经。
And the worship team. That gets you had a great big group here this morning, the biggest I've ever seen.
还有像我们刚才看到台上这些敬拜的团队。
And special events, you know, like the Chinese New Year's or the picnic.
还有各种各样的活动，比如说新年，还有聚餐啊什么的。
And they'll ask, "How do you do it?"
他们会问说，你们怎么样能够做这么多事情呢
？And I'll tell them, "Oh, we're a team here."
我会告诉他们说，我们是一个团队。
We all love the Lord.
我们都爱主。
And so we volunteer our time to do His work.
所以我们每个人都心甘情愿的为主而做工的。
And I can tell they're impressed.
但是而且我可以看到他们非常非常的这个。
And I kind of see them thinking, boy, I'd like to belong to, like, to something like this.
我可以看出他们很想也加入这样子一个团队。
And of course, I always give them a warm welcome to come.
当然，我非常欢迎他们来加入。
And Paul is saying, you know, if you want to influence people,
保罗说，如果你想要来影响他人
，you need to demonstrate consistency in your Christian life.
你要让世人看到你在信仰生活上是知行合一的。
And at the same time, you need to demonstrate unity and love and community within the church.
同时，你要向他们展示教会内部是团结友爱的。
And so, when you're talking with others,
所以当你和他人交谈的时候
，let them know about the fellowship that we have here at the church.
你让他们知道我们教会是有团契。
Tell them about the things we do here.
让他们知道我们有很多的活动。
Let them know some of the things you've learned.
让他们知道你在教会里面学到的。
Tell them about some of the changes that have come as a result in your life of being in this church.
让他们知道你在教会以后你生活的改变。
Let them know the friendships that you developed.
让他们知道你在教会里面得到的珍贵的友谊。
And if you're not a part of it,
如果你还没有真正成为他的一员，
I mean, you may be here, but you're not really a part of it.
意思是说，你也许来，但是你并没有全心的投入。
Then you need to become a part of it.
那么你就需要成为教会的一员。
Attend the services that are here.
你来参加敬拜。
Get out to the small groups.
你来，不仅仅
get involved.
你不仅仅在你的小组里面，你还要在小组之外
of the fellowship.
来为大家服侍。
Be a member of the team.
你在一个团队里面侍奉。
Paul says, "Strive together."
保罗说，我们要齐心努力。
For the faith of the message of Christ.
为所传扬的福音。
Not only will have an effect on your own life.
那不仅仅是给你自己的生活带来改变。
But after a while, that effect on your life is going to become obvious to those outside of the family of God.
那个在你身上带出改变的影响因素，也会使你身边的人发生改变。
And they'll want to have it.
他们看到，他们就会很想要。
And that will be the platform that might lead to them coming to Christ.
那就会给他们一个信主的契机。
And then number three, Paul says, if you want to capture the attention of those that are outside of the family of God, you need to learn how to suffer with dignity and faith.
保罗讲的第三点，如何吸引别人的注意，就是说我们要在用这个信心和尊严来忍受苦处。
Here's how he said it in verse 28. He says, don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies.Because this will be a sign to them that they're going to be destroyed and that you're going to be saved even by God himself. For you have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but also the privilege of suffering for Christ.
在28到30节保罗说凡事不怕敌人的惊吓这是证明他们的沉沦。你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上以前所看见的、现在所听见的一样。
Now notice what he says. He says, "You have been given not only the privilege of trusting in Christ, but of suffering for Christ."
保罗告诉我们，我们得到的不仅仅是信主的特权，也是与主同受苦的特权。
And he went on to say, we're in this struggle together. You have seen my struggle in the past, and you know that I am still in the midst of it.
他告诉我们，我们是一同同受苦难的。保罗他曾经受了很多的苦。
Now the struggle that the Apostle Paul is referring to is his imprisonment for the sake of Christ.
保罗所受的苦就是他曾经因为传福音被关到监牢里面。
And Paul, perhaps more than anyone of that day,had seen the power that suffering for Christ could have.
保罗他是亲眼见证了通过他的受苦怎么样传福音的。
In the very city of Philippi, the city that he was writing this book to, he was the one who had been severely beaten and then cast into jail and locked in stocks, probably on some cold, damp floor, right there in the city.
正是在腓立比这个地方保罗曾经因为传福音被打了，然后呢被枷锁捆住，下到监牢里面，坐在潮湿阴冷的牢房的地上。
But instead of whining about God's injustice, oh, this is so unfair.
他没有像一般人那样来去抱怨说为什么神对我如此不公平。
And questioning God's integrity, really? I mean, I'm the believer.
他也没有去质问神说我这么信你怎么还要让我落到这个下场
or stewing in self-pity oh why me
他也没有自怨自艾说哎，为什么我会这么倒霉
or becoming bitter and angry
也没有心怀苦毒怨恨
Paul decided that he was going to suffer with dignity and faith
保罗定义他要用尊严来忍受苦楚 用信心来度过。
And so he and Silas, his missionary partner, they began to sing hymns, hymns of praise, such as we just sung this afternoon, halfway through the night.
所以保罗和希拉就是他传福音的伙伴，他们决定一起用唱诗赞美来度过那段时间，就像我们刚才唱诗一样。
And in doing that, they had an effect on the man who was in charge of the prison.
他们唱歌的时候，他们就吸引了这个监狱长的注意。
And in turn, by morning, they were able to lead him and his entire family to faith in Christ, and they were even baptized.
到了天亮的时候，这个监狱长整个一家人都信主了，甚至受了洗。
Now you know what it was that suffered.That softened the heart of that prison keeper.
那么你知道是什么让这个监狱长他能够动心吗？
You know what prepared the soil of his soul?
你知道是什么来让他的灵魂得到预备吗？
He watched a Christian suffer with dignity and faith.
因为他亲眼看到一个信主的人用信心和尊严忍受苦难。
Perhaps more than anything that you can do for the cause of Christ.You can suffer with dignity and with faith.
这个为了主的名去忍受苦难，是你能够为主做的最多的、最大的事情。
And that's going to attract people, both Christian and non-Christian.
这样子你会吸引天下的人，不仅仅信主的人，不信
主也行。You know, people without the Lord, when their world caves in, when they experience all kinds of hard things, they have nothing to hang on to.
因为对于那些不信主的人来说，当他们的世界发生了坍塌的时候，他们没有东西可以去支撑。
They have no one to turn to.
他们没有人能够帮助。
They have no one to lean on.
他们没有人能够依靠。
And so what do they do? Well, they panic.
所以他们就会惊慌失措。
And they do destructive things to themselves, like drinking and taking drugs.
他们就会做一些自我毁灭式的事情，比如说酗酒啊、吸毒啊。
And they become bitter and angry.
他们心里会有苦毒、怨恨。
They don't know how to suffer.
他们不知道怎么样面对苦难。
Jesus told us, in this world, now in heaven we're not going to have this, but in this world, he says, you're going to suffer.
主耶稣告诉我们，当然在天堂是没有苦难的，但是他告诉我们，在这个世上我们会有苦难。
And it may be physical suffering.
也许是肉体的苦难。
And it may be mental suffering.
也许是精神的苦难。
And it may be emotional suffering.
也许是情感的苦难。
And it may be relational suffering.
也许是与人相处的关系的苦难。
And it may be financial suffering. There's all kinds of suffering.
财务的苦难，有各种各样的苦难。
People of the world don't know how to handle it.
世人不知道如何应对。
And they fall apart when it happens.
一旦发生，他们就手足无措。
The Bible is saying, I want you to understand something.
圣经告诉我们说，一定要明白一件事情。
The suffering that you experience in life gives you an opportunity to make a difference for Christ.
你们在世上所经受的苦难，给你们一个为主做见证的机会。
And so learn how to suffer well.
所以学习如何坦然地受苦。
Rather than react to it, learn how to respond to it.
与其去学习如何去应对，不如去学习如何来做出反应。
Because if you learn how to endure hardship,
如果你学会承受苦难
，with a quiet,
用一种安静的
，courageous,
有指望有盼望的
confidence,
信心
in God,
是在主里的信心。
People outside of the family of God are going to see the emptiness in their soul.
那么神家以外的人就会反观，看到自己灵魂的空缺。
And they're going to look at you for your source of strength.
他们会在你身上看到你力量的来源。
And they'll want it.
他们也想要这个力量的来源。
I heard a sermon by Pastor Huang Li of the Church of Christ in Wuhan, China.
我听过一个武汉教会的牧师的证道，黄磊牧师。
It was put on our church WeChat by one of our ladies.
是他们教会的一个人放到微信上面的。
And Wuhan, as you know, is the epic center of that coronavirus in China. And the entire city is currently on lockdown.
武汉就是冠状病毒的发源地，现在整个城市都被封住了。
Now, can you imagine what it's like for a city of 11.9 million people to be on lockdown?
你们能不能想象整个1200万人在一个被封闭的城市里面是如何生活的？
That means there's no transportation.
那意味着没有交通工具。
All the places of work are shut down.
所有的工作场所都关闭了。
All the restaurants are closed.
所有的饭馆都关门了。
And the markets that are open are very limited.
所有的这个商场只是也没有也不能随便进入。
It requires a pass, which means you can't go as often as you want.
它让你进出的时候你要有通行证。
And you have to wear the proper attire with a mask and a hat and a coat.
你必须要有足够的保护的装备才可以进入。
And the temperature of your body is taken as you enter the store. Put it on, and if it's too high, can't come in.
而且你进一个商场的时候，必须要被测量体温，体温高了也不能进。
And the food is rationed, and who knows what the quality is like.
而且食物非常的不足，而且质量也不好。
And Pastor Huang Li has a Christian church there in the city.
黄磊牧师就在那个地方，他来牧会。
And his message was true peace in disaster.
他的牧会的信息就是在灾难当中真实的平安。
And his church is empty because no one, everyone's on lockdown.
因为城市被封闭了，教会大家也去不了。
But he preaches via video and the internet.
所以他就在网上布道。
And his congregation listens in.
他的会众在网上听到。
And throughout his message, he encourages his people who are enduring all kinds of suffering and hardship.
他在这个信息里面，他鼓励他的受苦的会众。
Not only from the virus itself, there are some that have it.
不仅仅是因为受这个病毒的苦。
But from the hardship of the lockdown.
并且也忍受这个封城的苦。
And he tells them to have faith.And to experience peace.
黄磊牧师告诉大家要有信心来经历神的平安。
He reminded them of a verse found right in this very book, Philippians 4:6-7.
他告诉他们来读腓立比书四章六到七节。
Where it says, "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything." That's where faith comes in. Pray, tell God all about it. Tell Him what you need and thank Him for what He has done.
应当一无挂虑，要凡事借着祷告，祷告就是基督徒要做的事情。凡事祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
And then he says, and this is where the promise comes from God.
然后就是神的应许。
You will experience God's peace.
神所赐出人意外的平安。
Which exceeds anything that you can understand or explain.
必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀。
And His peace will guard your heart and mind.As you live in Christ Jesus.
他赐的平安必保守你们的心怀意念。
Now you have to admit, peace in the midst of such an anxious time is going to be attractive.
我们要承认，在如此这样一个时候，平安是非常吸引人的。
And people outside the family of God are going to take notice of a Christian.Who has peace at such a time?
神家外面的人看到一个有平安的人，他们会知道这是信主的人。
And the pastor is telling his people, "Don't panic like everyone else."
牧师告诉他的信徒，告诉他的会众说，你们不要像别人那样惊慌失措。
You're a Christian.
你是信主的人。
Let people see your faith and resulting peace.
让世人看到你的信心和信心所带来的平安。
It will capture their attention.
那会吸引他们的注意。
I think of the people who have had a deep impact on my life.
我回想到在我的生命中那些对我产生深刻影响的人。
People that God has used to influence me.
那些神所使用来影响我的人。
And those that have influenced me the most are people who have had the exact three.Manifestations of Christian maturity that Paul talked about in these verses.
这些人正是保罗所谈到的。
For example, people who have had an impact on me are people who have been consistent and faithful and steady in their walk with the Lord.
比如说那些对我影响甚大的人，就是那些非常言行合一、非常稳定的人。
There have been many people in my past and people right now in my present.
在过去遇到这种人，在现在也有很多这样的人。
People who have gone through difficulty and hardship.
还有那些经历了苦难、困苦的人。
And yet they have carried that pressure of home and work and ministry and ill health without wavering in their faith.
他们在经历了这种事工、家庭、个人各种的苦难上面，他们没有动摇。
I admire them.
我非常敬佩。
And their consistency challenges me to be consistent in my walk with God.
因为他们的这种合一、这种持续性，也让我有了这种持续。
And then people who have had an impact on me.
还有另外一种对我产生影响的人，就是
are people who generate a spirit of unity and teamwork.
就是那些能够有合一和团队的人。
I'm encouraged when we're all able to pitch in and work together.
当我们大家都可以来为一件事情摆上的时候。
Or when we serve on various committees. You have committees here at the church.
我们当我们每有很多不同的这种委员会的时候。
And during the meeting, a committee member will voice his personal opinion or preface. I think we should do, and they'll let you know.
在每次开会的时候。会有一个会员会提出一个很强烈的观点。
The problem is everybody has a different opinion.
问题就是说每个人都有自己很强烈的个人的观点。
But when somebody says something, and all of a sudden there's a silence.
但是当有一个人起来说了一番话以后，立刻会场就安静了。
And it's like the Spirit of God has spoken through that person.
就好像神的灵亲自对那个人讲的话。
And all the personal preferences are dropped.
然后其他人的自己的观点就被放下了。
And there's unity in the group.
这个团体里面就有了合一。
I love it when that happens.
我非常非常喜欢这样的情景。
And I want to be a part of something where that kind of thing exists.
我非常想做那样子的一部分。
Unity and teamwork and serving together.
合一团队一起侍奉。
It's like belonging to a winning team.
就好比我们都是一个得胜的队伍的成员。
And it attracts.
这样会吸引大家。
And then perhaps people who have had the greatest impact on my life.
但是对我影响最大的一群人就是。
Are people who have suffered.
那些曾经受苦的人。
I mean, they've really gone through a hard time.
他们曾经经受了很大的苦难。
And yet they have a triumphant testimony through it all.
但是他们以得胜经历了这些苦难。
When someone's hurting,
当他们受苦的时候
and he or she just keeps on trusting,
他们还是信靠
and believing,
信靠神
and worshiping,
去敬拜神
and serving the Lord,
服侍神
and living for Christ.
并且为主而活。
There's something in that that causes the Spirit of God to say to me, you know, this is what the Christian life is all about.
当这些人活出这个样式的时候，圣灵就告诉我说，你看，这就是为主。
God's power perfected in my weakness.
这就是神的大能在我的软弱上得到彰显。
God's grace showing itself to be sufficient in my suffering.
神在我的苦难上面显出他就是足够了。
And I find myself charged to want to be stronger in handling some of the things that come my way.
当我看到这些事情以后，我非常的得到激励。
I observe people.
我会观察人们。
And I'm telling you,
我告诉你
when I see consistency in their faith,
当我看到他信仰。
And that they're a faithful member of the team.
当我看到他们信仰的持续性，
and they suffer with courage and bravery.
看到他们的团队精神，看到他们以勇敢面对困难。
I want to be just like them.
我特别想跟他们一样。
And so the Bible is saying, if you want to make a difference.
所以圣经教导我们，如果你想要带来一个不同。
If you want to capture the attention of those that are outside of the family of God.
如果你想要吸引神家以外的人的注意，
You need to be consistent in your Christian walk.
你需要知行合一，站立的稳。
And you need to be a part of the church team and strive together in unity.
你也需要加入教会，同心合一。
And you need to learn to suffer with dignity and faith.
你也要学习用信心和尊严承受苦难。
And people will take notice.
人们会注意到。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, I pray that you would encourage us today.
天父的父啊，求你给我们能量。
Help us to be like Jesus.
帮助我们更像主耶稣。
Give us your strength and your power and your wisdom.
把你的能力，把你的力量，把你的智慧赐给我们。
Oh God, that each one of us here today would determine that we're going to live a consistent life for Christ.
让每一个人都立志去活出一个知行合一的、坚定如一的信仰生活。
And help us to become a team member of this team right here at the church and strive together in unity for the cause of Christ.
帮助我们在我们的教会能合出合一的心，一起努力。
And when we suffer, help us to do so.With faith.
当我们面对苦难的时候，求你帮助我们，赐给我们信心。
Oh God, use us to capture the attention of those who are out there apart from the family of God and bring them into the family.
求你使用我们，让我们能够去为你吸引那些在神家外面还没有进来的人，让他们愿意走进来。
And this I pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
以耶稣基督的名求。
God bless you.